Our guest at the cafe this morning is Commerce Chamber of Commerce Manager Paul Voss. Good morning.
Morning, John Mark.
So, always a lot of events going on in commerce, in particular with the Chamber. I've been watching for a long time the project there at the Alliance Bank on Highway 24.
Well, you and everybody else.
Fascinated by the process of that. It was where they looks like they built a new building almost around the existing
around
building.
Around the old one. That's absolutely. And didn't have to close down. And it's an inside-out job. I mean, you know, it's amazing. And, you know, Gary Rush is no longer there. Gary Rush is the president of the bank, has moved over to Greenville. And there's a new manager there, Jason Thompson from Silver Springs. And but they're going to have a re-grand opening on the 18th. On Thursday afternoon at 4 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be really they've really done a lot with that building. I didn't know. I've seen that done before in construction.
Haven't.
We've done that to some houses before that we had to do that.
Who's we?
Me and my father and my brother.
Really?
Yeah, we did that when I was younger. We were brought up in a construction business. And we did that a couple of times. Buy a house and then realize that the termites had eaten it out. And so we left the brick walls and took all the studs out and had to put supports in to hold everything down. And it was a monumental job, but it can be done. And they've sure done it.
So they have also renovated the inside.
The entire inside.
Is anything left of the original building?
I think that maybe one countertop. And it's not the same countertop. It's just where it was.
Do you go back far enough to remember the old charcoal broiler restaurant?
Oh, I know the charcoal.
Which was on that site.
Yep.
Were they in that old building?
You know, I don't remember that.
I don't know if they tore that building down.
I thought they, but I don't think they.
I don't know if they did or not. I guess they did at some point.
I think they did.
But it's gone now anyway.
Right. Well, it's just like where Luigi's is, used to be a Whataburger.
Right.
That's a long time ago, too.
That's right.
Thank goodness they're not using that same old building.
No, it's a much nicer building for sure. Anyway, that is the ribbon cutting for the new Alliance Bank on Highway 24, Thursday, tomorrow at 4 p.m. And then you all had a ribbon cutting for the Mount Pisgah?
Mount Pisgah Baptist Church. It was more of a dedication service on this last Saturday. They moved into the old Ridgecrest Baptist Church on 71.
Mm-hmm.
Their building, when Ridgecrest built their new building, they put up that building for sale, and Mount Pisgah came in and bought it. And there's a full-time daycare. Rhonda Brown now has a Joyful Hearts Children's mm-hmm. Center in there as well.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a dedication for them last Saturday. And I'll tell you what, you missed some good gospel music if you didn't get to go to that. That was a wonderful thing.
We're talking with Paul Voss, Commerce Chamber of Commerce Manager. Was that an existing church that came from another location in Commerce or nearby?
Nearby.
Nearby.
And I'm thinking Honey Grove.
Okay. Now, that's interesting. Moved from Honey Grove.
Or Adonia,
thereabouts.
Up
that direction.
Yep.
Well, that's you don't hear about that a lot. Mount Pisgah, P-I-S-C-A?
C-H-K-A,
I think. Okay, very good.
And that may be a biblical mountain. If it was Moab or something,
right,
I remember
right,
it, but I didn't remember Pisgah.
That's one that I don't know about. And then, let's see, coming up Saturday, April 27th, your annual Bodart Car Show.
Our spring car show.
Uh-huh.
Fifth annual. Spring car show, yes, sir. And we want everybody to come and bring your truck, bring your car, bring your old car, bring your bus, bring your fire truck, bring your motorcycle. It's going to be a great time in downtown Commerce. We start at about 8 o'clock on Saturday morning. There'll be people there at 7 to get in early. But it's going to be a great car show this year. Of course, our number one sponsor is Commerce Chevrolet.
Mm-hmm.
is a great sponsor for us, and they really help us out. And we've got some good sponsorships around town, but they're one that really steps up for a lot of our events. And this is a good one. Last year we had about 50 cars last year, and we're hoping to have more this year. There's some really fine cars too. There's some really nice and some new cars. I understand we've got two or three brand spanking new cars, and I just had a kind of a real cool paint job put on my truck, so I may have put my truck in this.
what kind of truck is that?
2008 Avalanche.
This is not exactly a vintage truck.
No, it's not vintage, but it's pretty cool.
Well,
it's all jacked up, and leave it to an old man with a bad leg to have a tall truck.
Wow. but the car show, I think, primarily is vintage cars, classic cars.
Right. And there is a lot of 65, 66 Camaros and Mustangs and stuff like that in there. But there's also some old cut downs, some hot rods, and some really fine. The one that won last year is a 53 Studebaker.
Really?
From 1024 Ranch. They've got an old vintage brush fire truck that they bring that's been totally restored. There's a cool old bus that was there last year. It has a lot of, looks like a Woody with a lot of wood on the outside that's all original. Really, really cool. There's some ATVs that come, some really good motorcycles. We have vendors that are going to show up this year as well. And we've got some really good vendors now in Commerce. We've got a new new body shop, Interstate Body Shop, is now open in Commerce.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And as a matter of fact, he did some painting on my truck the other day. I would recommend him to anybody. He's really, really good.
All right, very good. So this is the Bodark Car Show, Saturday, April 27th, downtown Commerce.
Absolutely.
Paul, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us.
Thank you. Come have a good time with us.
All right. Paul Voss, Commerce Chamber of Commerce Manager. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.